You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
A new book from former Defense Secretary Bob Gates has opened a controversial window into the tensions at the Pentagon during two administrations. Gates, a longtime public servant, expresses frustration and sadness over his time at the Pentagon, difficulties with a divided Congress, frustrations with a politically obsessed White House in two administrations, but particularly emotional pain over his role in sending soldiers into battle where he believed the missions were never clear enough. Here, delivering a eulogy for a fallen Marine in 2007.
And he was soon himself dubbed the Lion of Fallujah, volunteered to deploy again, and was sent back to Iraq earlier this year. This time, he would not return. The Lion of Fallujah was laid to rest at Arlington.
One of the most surprising revelations from the Gates book, which goes on sale next week, is Gates' frustration with the war in Afghanistan. The mission as executed by President Obama, Gates believed, was all but a lost cause he couldn't apparently stop. Kristen Rouse served three deployments in the war in Afghanistan. She's a captain in the Army Reserve. She's very interested in the controversial views of the Secretary of Defense she served under.
Well, John, it's always interesting to hear firsthand the perspectives of leaders who who have that top down view of things that I've experienced on the ground. You know, it's part of understanding this time in history that we're participating in. And sort of what's going to happen in the future. I think that's what a lot of veterans want to know. That's what a lot of Americans want to know, or I hope would want to know.
Well, it certainly would have been a chance of a lifetime if you'd ever gotten that opportunity. What opportunity this book seems to give us is to realize that very shortly after taking over at the Pentagon, it seems as though Bob Gates really felt as though the mission in Afghanistan was over and was strongly urging his generals and his sitting president to wrap this up and get out. Does that surprise you?
In some ways it does, because my second deployment was in 2010, which was the time of the surge in Afghanistan. I mean, I think the benefits of the surge and the overall American enterprise in Afghanistan. I mean, obviously it's been a mixed bag in many ways, but there have been genuine substantive gains that no opinion is going to change the facts of.
Well, you're certainly a believer, and you've said that on our air. I guess what's interesting to me is that Gates seems to be taking a page from the Vietnam era in the sense that he didn't believe that the surge in the view of the generals was going to accomplish anything. He certainly didn't believe Karzai was a legitimate leader, and he writes about that. And he believed that on some level the Obama administration pursued these counterinsurgency tactics more for political gain than for anything that would help the people of Afghanistan. And that suggests that even your second deployment might have been a very risky waste of your life.
Well, John, and so there's that overall strategy, and then there's also the daily activities of the boots on the ground. And I don't think there's a way that humans can, through storytelling or through memoir or discussions or anything, can really convey just sort of everything that's happening at the same time. You know, maybe as a strategic move, maybe there were some things that worked better than others. And I'm definitely not here to say, oh, this has all been great, and to ignore the areas that have definitely been problematic. But the daily, the relationship building between troops on the, American troops and an Afghan army that hadn't existed since the Soviet-backed regime, and for Americans to assist in Afghanistan and standing up an army. I mean, like, that's a very big job. And that has happened on a daily basis. And that's something that, you know, I think maybe the best investment that we've made, and, you know, or it could, that could be argued that it's a great investment.
Well, Kristen, you know, I have no doubt, and you've made a compelling case on this program repeatedly, that you had positive, tangible impacts when you were on the ground in Afghanistan. I think what Gates is suggesting, and if we agree with Gates, and I'm not saying we necessarily do, if we agree that this, from his perspective, was not worth doing for as long as we have stayed in Afghanistan, then he's also saying that some of those tangible benefits which you saw are going to get wiped out by history that's going to sort of return the place to what it was before we even got there, in the very same way that Iraq is now, you know, being run in the center by Al-Qaeda.
Right. And John, and those are very important points. And it's important to take a long view. I mean, I think 10 years ago, it was important to take a long view of, you know, what are we doing and how's this going to turn out? I mean, I guess I ask why the book is coming out now. So Gates's book is coming out at a time when, you know, the status of forces agreement with Afghanistan at post 2014 has not yet been finalized. We see what's happening in Iraq with the retaking of Fallujah by Al-Qaeda, you know, sort of Al-Qaeda affiliated, you know, militants and sort of this, you know, there just seems to be an unraveling. What I hope Gates's memoir does is make a compelling case for, you know, not to score political points for one party or another, because I've always held that these conflicts have been much bigger than party politics, or they should be. This is about what is America doing? What is America doing with its young men and women? And, you know, where are we spending our money? And are we truly helping the people of these countries that we've been involved in for so long? I have tremendous respect for Bob Gates. I had tremendous respect for him and what he did as a Secretary of Defense. And I hope that it's wisdom that he's sharing, you know, to advance the greater good. And, you know, I look forward to reading the book. And I do hope it's more nuanced than this was worth it or this wasn't. And we have to take a long view. But I certainly hope that in the long run, in the long view, that the sacrifices that we've made turn out to be good for the people of those places.
Thanks, Kristen.
Thanks, John.
Kristen Rouse is a veteran of the war in Afghanistan, a captain in the Army Reserve.
The Takeaway is supported by Lumosity.com, the brain training program designed by neuroscientists and used by 50 million people. Created to improve memory and attention. More at Lumosity.com.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.